The Mother of All Questions by Rebecca Solnit. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Mother of All Questions, by Rebecca Solnit, is a collection of essays that explore the many facets of gender inequality. The book examines how women are treated in society and how they can fight back against oppression. It looks at topics such as violence against women, reproductive rights, motherhood, and feminism. Solnit argues that these issues are interconnected and must be addressed together if we want to create lasting change. Solnit begins by discussing the history of gender inequality in America. She explains how it has been perpetuated through laws and cultural norms over time. She then moves on to discuss the current state of affairs for women in our society today, from pay gaps to sexual harassment, and why it's important for us to take action now if we want things to improve. The second part of the book focuses on solutions for creating a more equitable world for all genders. Solnit discusses strategies such as education reform, workplace policies that promote equality, and legal reforms that protect victims from abuse or discrimination based on their gender identity or expression. Finally, she offers advice about how individuals can make a difference in their own lives by speaking out against injustice when they see it happening around them or within their own communities. Throughout her work, she emphasizes the importance of solidarity among people who share similar experiences with sexism or other forms of oppression. In The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit provides an insightful look into gender inequality throughout history up until present day, while also offering practical solutions for creating real change both individually and collectively. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The power of language. Language has the power to shape our understanding of the world and our place in it. It can be used to oppress and silence, or to empower and liberate. Rebecca Solnit examines how language can be used to challenge and disrupt oppressive systems. Main idea number 2. The importance of storytelling. Storytelling is a powerful tool for understanding and challenging the status quo. Solnit argues that stories can be used to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 3. The power of silence. Silence can be used to oppress and silence marginalized voices. Solnit argues that it is important to break the silence and speak out against injustice. Main idea number 4. The importance of listening. Listening is an important part of understanding and challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to listen to the stories of those who are marginalized and to amplify their voices. Main idea number 5. The power of protest. Protest is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that protest can be used to create a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 6. The importance of solidarity. Solidarity is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to stand in solidarity with those who are marginalized and to fight for justice. Main idea number 7. The power of imagination. Imagination is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to use our imaginations to envision a more equitable and just society. Main idea number 8. The importance of intersectionality. Intersectionality is an important tool for understanding and challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to recognize the intersections of oppression and to fight for justice for all. Main idea number 9. The power of hope. Hope is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to have hope in the face of injustice and to fight for a better future. Main idea number 10. The importance of self-reflection. Self-reflection is an important tool for understanding and challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to reflect on our own privilege and to use it to fight for justice. Main idea number 11. The power of education. Education is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to educate ourselves and others about injustice and to use our knowledge to fight for justice. Main idea number 12. The importance of activism. Activism is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to take action and to use our voices to fight for justice. Main idea number 13. The power of community. Community is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to build community and to use our collective power to fight for justice. Main idea number 14. The importance of self-care. Self-care is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to take care of ourselves and to use our energy to fight for justice. Main idea number 15. The power of art. Art is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to use art to express our feelings and to use our creativity to fight for justice. Main idea number 16. The importance of resilience. Resilience is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to stay strong and to use our resilience to fight for justice. Main idea number 17. The power of love. Love is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to love ourselves and to use our love to fight for justice. Main idea number 18. The importance of joy. Joy is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to find joy in the struggle and to use our joy to fight for justice. Main idea number 19. The power of faith. Faith is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to have faith in the struggle and to use our faith to fight for justice. Main idea number 20. The importance of transformation. Transformation is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Solnit argues that it is important to transform our understanding of the world and to use our transformation to fight for justice. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Language is a powerful tool that can be used to shape our understanding of the world and our place in it. It has the power to oppress and silence, or to empower and liberate. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit examines how language can be used as a weapon against oppressive systems. Solnit argues that language is not neutral, rather, it carries with it certain assumptions about gender roles, race relations, class divisions, and other social issues. She encourages readers to challenge these assumptions by using language differently, to disrupt existing power structures and create new possibilities for liberation. Solnit also emphasizes the importance of listening carefully when engaging in conversations about oppression. By paying attention to what people are saying, and how they are saying it, we can gain insight into their experiences and perspectives on injustice. Ultimately, Solnit believes that language has the potential to transform society if we use it thoughtfully and intentionally. Through careful consideration of words we choose, or don't choose, to use when discussing difficult topics such as racism or sexism, we can help create a more equitable future for all. Main idea number 2. Rebecca Solnit argues that storytelling is a powerful tool for understanding and challenging the status quo. Stories can be used to create a more equitable and just society by providing insight into how power works, who holds it, and how it affects people's lives. Storytelling allows us to explore our own experiences in relation to those of others, enabling us to recognize shared struggles and build solidarity across differences. It also helps us identify patterns of oppression so we can work together toward solutions. Storytelling has been used throughout history as a way of preserving culture, passing on knowledge from one generation to the next, and creating meaningful connections between people. By sharing stories with each other, we are able to gain empathy for different perspectives while still recognizing our common humanity. This kind of understanding is essential if we want to create lasting change in our world. The importance of storytelling lies not only in its ability to challenge existing systems, but also in its potential for inspiring hope and action. Through stories, we can imagine new possibilities for ourselves and our communities. They provide an opportunity for collective dreaming about what could be possible if things were different. Main idea number 3. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that the power of silence can be used to oppress and silence marginalized voices. She believes it is essential to break this oppressive silence in order to speak out against injustice. According to Solnit, silence is a form of complicity, speaking up is an act of resistance, Solnit. By breaking the oppressive silence, we are able to challenge existing systems and create space for those who have been silenced. Breaking the oppressive silence also allows us to recognize our own privilege and use it as a tool for change. As Solnit states, we must learn how our privileges intersect with others' oppression so that we can work together toward justice, Solnit. In other words, by recognizing our own privilege and using it as a tool for change, we can help create more equitable societies. Ultimately, breaking the oppressive silence is an important step towards creating social change. It allows us to challenge existing systems and create space for those who have been silenced. Furthermore, it helps us recognize our own privilege so that we can use it as a tool for positive transformation. Main idea number 4. Listening is an essential part of challenging oppressive systems. It allows us to understand the experiences and perspectives of those who are marginalized, and it gives them a platform to be heard. Listening can help us recognize our own biases and prejudices, as well as those of others. It also helps us build empathy for people whose lives may be very different from our own. Rebecca Solnit argues that listening is key in dismantling oppressive systems. She encourages us to listen carefully to the stories of those who have been silenced or ignored by society, so that we can better understand their struggles and amplify their voices. By doing this, we can create more inclusive spaces where everyone's story matters. Listening is not only important for understanding oppression, it is also necessary for creating meaningful connections with others. When we take the time to really listen, without judgment or interruption, we show respect for another person's experience and demonstrate genuine interest in what they have to say. Main idea number 5. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that protest is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. Protest can be used to create a more equitable and just society by giving voice to those who are often silenced or ignored. It can also help bring attention to issues that may otherwise go unnoticed or unaddressed. Protest has the potential to spark meaningful dialogue and lead to real change in our communities. Solnit believes that protest is an essential part of democracy, as it allows people from all walks of life to come together and express their grievances with the status quo. By standing up against injustice, protesters can make their voices heard and demand accountability from those in power. Through collective action, they can push for systemic changes that will benefit everyone. Ultimately, Solnit argues that protest is one of the most effective ways we have of creating positive social change. By coming together in solidarity and speaking out against oppression, we can work towards building a better world for ourselves and future generations. Main idea number 6. Solidarity is an essential tool for challenging oppressive systems. It is a way of standing together with those who are marginalized and fighting for justice. Solidarity can be expressed in many ways, from marching in protest to speaking out against injustice to providing support and resources to those affected by oppression. By showing solidarity, we demonstrate that we recognize the struggles of others and are willing to stand up for them. Solidarity also helps create a sense of community among people who have been oppressed or marginalized. When individuals come together in solidarity, they can share their experiences and build collective strength. This shared understanding allows us to better understand each other's struggles and work together towards common goals. Finally, solidarity provides hope that change is possible. When people come together in solidarity, it sends a powerful message that there is power in numbers, that even when faced with seemingly insurmountable odds, collective action can make a difference. Main idea number 7. The power of imagination is an incredibly powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. As Rebecca Solnit writes in her book The Mother of All Questions, imagination is a way to break out of the prison of the present and into a future that can be different from what we have now. By using our imaginations, we can envision a more equitable and just society, one where everyone has access to basic human rights and resources. We can imagine a world without racism or sexism, one with greater economic equality, and one where people are free to express themselves without fear. Solnit argues that it is important to use our imaginations not only as individuals but also collectively. She encourages us to come together in solidarity with others who share similar visions for change so that we may work towards creating this new reality together. Through collective action, we can create real-world solutions based on these shared visions. Ultimately, the power of imagination gives us hope for a better future, a future where all people are treated equally regardless of their race or gender identity, where everyone has access to education and healthcare, and where justice prevails over oppression. Main idea number 8. Intersectionality is a concept that recognizes the ways in which different forms of oppression intersect and overlap. It acknowledges that people can experience multiple forms of discrimination based on their race, gender, class, sexuality, ability status, and other identities. By recognizing these intersections of oppression, we can better understand how systems of power work to oppress certain groups while privileging others. Rebecca Solnit argues that intersectionality is an important tool for understanding and challenging oppressive systems. She believes it is essential to recognize the complexity of our experiences as individuals who are affected by multiple forms of discrimination at once. We must also be aware that some people may face more severe or unique forms of oppression due to their particular combination of identities. Solnit emphasizes the importance of fighting for justice for all people regardless of identity or background. She encourages us to think critically about how our own privileges might blind us from seeing the struggles faced by those with less privilege than ourselves. Intersectionality helps us see beyond single-issue politics and instead focus on creating a world where everyone has equal access to resources and opportunities. Main idea number 9. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that hope is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. She believes that it is essential to have hope in the face of injustice and to fight for a better future. According to Solnit, hope can be an act of defiance against those who would deny us our rights or our dreams, Solnit. Hope gives people the courage and strength they need to stand up against oppression and strive for change. It allows them to envision a brighter future despite their current circumstances. Hope also serves as an antidote to despair, which can be paralyzing in times of struggle. By maintaining hope even when things seem bleakest, we are able to keep going and continue fighting for what we believe in. As Solnit writes, hope is not just about believing something will turn out well, it's about being willing to work hard so that it does, Solnit. In other words, having hope means taking action towards creating positive change. Ultimately, the power of hope lies in its ability to inspire people into action and give them the motivation they need to make real progress towards justice and equality. As Solnit puts it, hope isn't just wishful thinking, it's active engagement with possibility, Solnit. With this kind of hopefulness driving us forward, anything is possible. Main idea number 10. Self-reflection is an essential part of understanding and challenging oppressive systems. As Rebecca Solnit writes in her book The Mother of All Questions, we must look at our own privilege and use it to fight for justice. Self-reflection allows us to recognize the ways in which we benefit from existing power structures, as well as how those same structures can be used to oppress others. It also helps us identify our own biases and prejudices so that we can work towards dismantling them. By engaging in self-reflection, we are able to gain a better understanding of ourselves and the world around us. We can learn more about how our actions affect others, both positively and negatively. This knowledge gives us the opportunity to make changes within ourselves that will ultimately lead to greater social change. Ultimately, self-reflection is an important tool for creating a more equitable society. By taking time out of each day or week to reflect on our privileges and biases, we can become aware of how they shape our lives and take steps towards making meaningful change. Main idea number 11. The power of education is undeniable. Education can be used to challenge oppressive systems and create a more equitable society. As Rebecca Solnit writes in her book The Mother of All Questions, it's important to educate ourselves and others about injustice and use our knowledge to fight for justice. Education gives us the tools we need to understand how oppression works, why it exists, and what we can do to combat it. Education also helps us recognize our own privilege or lack thereof. It allows us to see the world from different perspectives so that we can better empathize with those who are oppressed or marginalized. By understanding these issues on an intellectual level, we become more aware of them in our everyday lives. Finally, education provides us with the skills necessary for taking action against injustice. We learn how to organize protests or campaigns, how to write letters or petitions, how best to advocate for change within our communities, and much more. With this knowledge comes the power and responsibility to make a difference. Main idea number 12. Activism is an essential part of creating a more just and equitable world. It is the act of taking action to challenge oppressive systems, advocate for change, and create meaningful social transformation. As Rebecca Solnit writes in The Mother of All Questions, we have to use our voices to fight for justice, we have to take action when we see injustice around us. Activism can come in many forms, from marching in protests or signing petitions, to writing letters or engaging with elected officials, but it all serves the same purpose, making sure that those who are most vulnerable are heard and their rights protected. Activism also helps build community by bringing people together around shared values and goals. Through collective action, activists can amplify their message and make sure that decision makers understand the urgency of their demands. By working together towards a common goal, activists can create lasting change on both local and global levels. Ultimately, activism is about standing up for what you believe in and using your voice as a tool for positive social change. Whether it's fighting against racism or advocating for gender equality, activism has the power to bring about real progress if enough people join forces behind a cause they care about. Main idea number 13. The power of community is an idea that Rebecca Solnit explores in her book The Mother of All Questions. She argues that it is essential to build strong communities and use our collective strength to challenge oppressive systems. By coming together, we can create a powerful force for change and justice. Solnit emphasizes the importance of solidarity within communities, noting that when people come together with shared values and goals, they are able to make real progress towards achieving their objectives. She also highlights the need for diverse voices in order to ensure that all perspectives are heard and respected. This allows us to better understand each other's experiences and work together more effectively. Ultimately, Solnit believes that by building strong communities, we can create a more just world where everyone has access to basic rights such as education, healthcare, housing, employment opportunities, etc. Through collective action, we can fight against injustice and inequality while creating meaningful social change. Main idea number 14. Self-care is an essential part of challenging oppressive systems. As Rebecca Solnit writes in her book The Mother of All Questions, we have to take care of ourselves if we are going to be able to fight for justice and against injustice. Self-care can mean different things for different people, but it generally involves taking time out from the hustle and bustle of everyday life to focus on our own needs and well-being. This could include activities such as getting enough sleep, eating healthy meals, exercising regularly, spending time with friends or family members who make us feel supported and loved, engaging in creative pursuits that bring joy into our lives, or simply taking a few moments each day to pause and reflect. By prioritizing self-care practices like these, we can ensure that we have the energy necessary to engage in meaningful activism work. It also helps us stay grounded when faced with difficult situations or overwhelming emotions. Taking care of ourselves allows us to better recognize our own worthiness so that we can more effectively advocate for others too. Ultimately, self-care is about recognizing that everyone deserves respect, including ourselves, and making sure that this respect is reflected in how we treat ourselves on a daily basis. Main idea number 15. The power of art is undeniable. Art can be used to express our feelings, challenge oppressive systems, and fight for justice. As Rebecca Solnit writes in her book The Mother of All Questions, art has the capacity to make us feel deeply and think critically about the world around us. It can help us imagine a better future and inspire action towards achieving it. Solnit argues that art is an essential tool for challenging oppressive systems because it allows people to express their emotions in ways that are often not possible through words alone. By creating works of art that reflect our experiences with injustice or oppression, we can create powerful visual statements that draw attention to these issues and encourage others to take action against them. Furthermore, art provides a platform for people from all walks of life to come together and share their stories in meaningful ways. Through this collective expression of emotion, we can build solidarity among those who have been marginalized by society, and ultimately work together towards creating a more equitable world. Main idea number 16. Rebecca Solnit argues that resilience is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. She believes that it is essential to stay strong and use our resilience to fight for justice, even in the face of adversity. Resilience allows us to remain steadfast in our beliefs and values, despite external pressures or obstacles. It gives us the strength to stand up against injustice and oppression, no matter how difficult it may be. Solnit also emphasizes the importance of collective action when fighting oppressive systems. By working together with others who share similar goals, we can create a powerful force for change. This collective power can help us overcome any challenges we may face as individuals while striving towards justice. Ultimately, Solnit encourages readers to embrace their own resilience as a way of standing up against oppressive forces in society. Through this approach, she hopes that people will be able to make meaningful progress towards creating a more equitable world. Main idea number 17. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that love is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. She believes that it is essential to love ourselves and use our love to fight for justice. According to Solnit, when we are able to recognize the power of our own self-love, we can then extend this same compassion and understanding towards others who may be oppressed or marginalized in society. Solnit encourages us to use our capacity for empathy and connection as a way of creating meaningful change in the world. By recognizing how interconnected we all are, she suggests that we can create an environment where everyone feels safe and respected regardless of their identity or background. This kind of collective action has the potential to challenge existing structures which perpetuate inequality. Ultimately, Solnit's message is one of hope. If we come together with love at its core, then anything is possible. Love gives us strength and courage. It allows us to stand up against injustice without fear or hesitation. In this way, it serves as a powerful force for social transformation. Main idea number 18. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that joy is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. Joy can be a source of strength and resilience in the face of injustice, providing us with hope and motivation to continue fighting for justice. As Solnit writes, joy is not only possible but necessary in the struggle against oppression, it is also a weapon, Solnit. Joy can help us to stay focused on our goals and keep going even when we feel overwhelmed or discouraged by the magnitude of the task ahead. It can provide us with moments of respite from difficult work, allowing us to recharge our batteries so that we are better able to take action again. Furthermore, joy has its own power. It can inspire others around us who may have become jaded or apathetic about social change. Ultimately, joy should be seen as an essential part of any movement for justice. We must find ways to bring more joy into our lives and use it as fuel for our activism if we want to create lasting change in this world. Main idea number 19. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that faith is a powerful tool for challenging oppressive systems. She believes that it is essential to have faith in the struggle and to use our faith as a weapon against injustice. Faith can be used to inspire us to take action and stand up for what we believe in, even when the odds are stacked against us. It can also provide strength and courage during difficult times, helping us stay focused on our goals despite any obstacles or setbacks. Solnit encourages readers to embrace their own power of faith by believing in themselves and their ability to make a difference. She emphasizes that having faith does not mean blindly accepting whatever comes your way, rather, it means actively engaging with the world around you and striving towards positive change. By using our collective power of faith, we can create meaningful social transformation. Main idea number 20. In her book The Mother of All Questions, Rebecca Solnit argues that transformation is an important tool for challenging oppressive systems. She explains that it is essential to transform our understanding of the world in order to fight for justice and create a more equitable society. Transformation can be used to challenge existing power structures and create new ways of thinking about social issues. Solnit emphasizes the importance of recognizing how our current systems are flawed and actively working towards changing them. This means not only questioning what we have been taught but also taking action to make real changes in our lives and communities. By transforming our understanding of the world, we can work together to build a better future. Transformation requires courage, creativity, and resilience, all qualities necessary for creating meaningful change. It involves pushing ourselves out of our comfort zone so that we can see things from different perspectives and come up with innovative solutions. Ultimately, transformation is key if we want to move away from oppressive systems towards ones based on equity and justice. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.